Chapter 4. "Come on! We're almost to the shuttles!" yelled Lieutenant Kerensky, and Dahl had one giggling, mad second to reflect on how good Kerensky looked for having been such a recent plague victim. Then he, like Hester and everyone else on the away team, sprinted crazily down the space station corridor, trying to outrun the mechanized death behind them. The space station was not a Universal Union station. It was an independent commercial station that may or may not have been strictly legally licensed, but that nonetheless sent out on the hyperwave an open repeating distress signal with a second encoded signal hidden within it. The Intrepid responded to the first, sending two shuttles with away teams to the station. It had decoded the hidden signal while the away teams were there. It said, "Stay away. The machines are out of control." Dahl's away team had figured out that one before the message was decoded, when one of the machines sliced crewman Lopez into mulch. The distant screams in the halls suggested that the second away team was in the painful process of figuring it out, too. The second away team, with Finn, Hansen, and Duval on it. "What sort of assholes encode a message about killer machines?" Hester screamed. He had brought up the rear of his away team's running column. The distant vibrating thuds suggested one of the machines, a big one, was not too far behind them at the moment. "Quiet," Dahl said. They knew the machines could see them. It was a good bet the machines could hear them, too. Dahl, Hester, and the other two remaining crew members on the team hunkered down and waited for Kerensky to tell them where to go next. Kerensky consulted his phone. "Dahl," he said, motioning him forward. Dahl sneaked up to his lieutenant, who showed him the phone with a map on it. "We're here," he said, pointing to one corridor. "The shuttle bay is here. I see two routes to it, one through the station's engineering corps and the other through its mess hall area." "Less talk, more decision-making, please," Dahl thought, and nodded. "I think we stand a better chance if we split up," Kerensky said. "That way, if the machines get one group, the other group might still get to the shuttles. Are you rated to fly one?" "Hester is," Dahl heard himself say, then wondered how he knew that. He didn't remember knowing that bit of information before. Kerensky nodded. "Then you take him and Crewman McGregor and cut through the mess hall. I'll take Williams and go through engineering. We'll meet at the shuttle, wait for Lieutenant Fisher's away team if we can, and then get the hell out of here." "Yes, sir," Dahl said. "Good luck," Kerensky said, and motioned to Williams to follow him. "He hardly looks liquefied at all," Dahl thought again, and then went back to Hester and McGregor. "He wants to split up and have the three of us go through the mess hall to the shuttle bay," he said to the two of them, as Kerensky and Williams skulked off down the corridor toward engineering. "What?" McGregor said, visibly upset. "Bullshit! I don't want to go with you. I want to go with Kerensky." "We have our orders," Dahl said. "Screw them," McGregor said. "You don't get it, do you? Kerensky's untouchable. You're not. You're just some ensign. We're in a space station filled with fucking killer robots. Do you really think you're going to make it out of here alive?" "Calm down, McGregor," Dahl said, holding out his hands. Beneath his feet, the corridor floor vibrated. "We're wasting time here." "No," McGregor said. "You don't get it. Lopez already died in front of Kerensky. She was the sacrifice. Now anyone with Kerensky is safe." He leaped up to chase after Kerensky, stepping into the corridor just as the killing machine that had been following them turned the corner. McGregor saw the machine and had time to make a surprised O with his mouth before the harpoon the machine launched pushed into him, spearing him through the liver. There was an infinitesimal pause in which everything was set in a tableau. Dahl and Hester crouched on the side of the corridor, killing machine at the corner. The harpooned McGregor in the middle, dripping. McGregor turned his head toward the horrified Dahl. "See?" he said through a mouthful of blood. Then there was a yank, and McGregor flew toward the killer machine, which had already spun up its slicing blades. Dahl screamed McGregor's name, stood and unholstered his pulse gun, and fired into the center of the pulpy red haze where he knew the killer machine to be. The pulse beam glanced harmlessly off the machine's surface. Hester yelled and pushed Dahl down the corridor, away from the machine, which was already resetting its harpoon. They turned a corner and raced away into another corridor, which led to the mess hall. They burst through the doors and closed them behind them. These doors aren't going to keep that thing out, Hester said, breathlessly. Dahl examined the doorway. There's another set of doors here, he said. Fire doors or an airlock door, maybe. Look for a panel. Found it, Hester said. Step back. He pressed a large red button. There was a squeak and a hiss. A pair of heavy doors slowly began to shut, then stalled halfway closed. Oh, come on, Hester said. Through the glass on the already closed set of doors, the killer machine stepped into view. I have an idea, Dahl said. Does it involve running? Hester asked. Move back from the panel, Dahl said. Hester stepped back, frowning. Dahl raised his pulse gun and fired into the door panel at the same time the machine's harpoon punctured the closed outer door and yanked it out of the doorway. The panel blew in a shower of sparks, and the heavy fire doors moved, shutting with a vibrating clang. Shooting the panel? Hester said, incredulous. That was your big idea? I had a hunch, Dahl said, putting his pulse gun away. That the space station was wired haphazardly, Hester said. That this whole place is one big fucking code violation? The killer machines kind of gave that part away, Dahl said. There was a violent bang as a harpoon struck against the fire door. If that door is built like the rest of this place, it won't be long before that thing's through it, Hester said. We're not staying anyway, Dahl said, and pulled out his phone for a station map. Come on, there's a door in the kitchen that will get us closer to the shuttle bay. If we're lucky, we won't run into anything else before we get there. Two corridors before the shuttle bay, Dahl and Hester ran into what was left of Lieutenant Fisher's party. Fisher, Duval, Hansen, and Finn. Well, aren't we the lucky bunch, Finn said, seeing Dahl and Hester. The words were sarcastic, but Finn's tone suggested he was close to losing it. Hansen put a hand on his shoulder. Where's Kerensky and the rest of your team? Fisher asked Dahl. We split up, Dahl said. Kerensky and Williams are alive as far as I know. We lost Lopez and McGregor. Fisher nodded. Peyton and Webb from our team, he said. Harpoons and blades? Dahl asked. Swarming bots, Duval said. We missed those, Dahl said. Fisher shook his head. It's unbelievable, he said. I just transferred to the Intrepid. This is my first away team, and I lose two of my people. I don't think it's you, sir, Dahl said. That's more than I know, Fisher said. He motioned them forward, and they made their way cautiously to the shuttle bay. Anyone else here ready to fly one of these things? Fisher asked as they entered the bay. I am, Hester said. Good, Fisher said, and pointed to the shuttle Kerensky had piloted. Warm her up. I'll get started on mine. I want all of you to get into that shuttle with him. He pointed at Hester. If you see any of those machines coming, don't wait. Take off. I'll have enough space for Kerensky and Williams. Got it? Yes, sir, Hester said. Get to it, then, Fisher said, and ducked into his own shuttle. Everything about this mission sucks, Hester said in their own shuttle, as he banged through the shuttle's pre-flight sequence. Finn, Duval, and Hansen were strapping themselves in. Dahl kept watch by the hatch, looking for Kerensky and Williams. Hester, did you ever tell me that you knew how to fly a shuttle? Dahl asked, turning to look at Hester. Kind of busy now, Hester said. I didn't know he was rated to fly a shuttle either, Finn said from his seat. His anxiousness was needing a release, and talking seemed like a better idea to him than wetting himself. And I've known him for more than a year. Not something you'd think you'd miss, Dahl said. We weren't close, Finn said. I was mostly just using him for his footlocker. Dahl said nothing to this and turned back to the hatch. There, Hester said, and punched a button. The engines thrummed into life. He strapped himself in. Close that hatch. We're getting out of here. Not yet, Dahl said. The hell with that, Hester said. He pressed a button on his control panel to seal the hatch. Dahl slapped the override at the side of the hatch. Not yet, he yelled at Hester. What's wrong with you? Hester yelled back. Fisher's got more than enough space for Kerensky and Williams. My vote is for leaving, and since I'm the goddamn pilot, my vote's the only one that counts. We're waiting, Dahl said. For fuck's sake, why? Hester said. From his seat, Hansen pointed. Here they come, he said. Dahl looked out the hatch. Kerensky and Williams were hobbling slowly into the shuttle bay, propping each other up. Immediately behind them were the pounding of the machines. Fisher popped his head out his shuttle hatch and saw Dahl. Come on, he said, and ran toward Kerensky and Williams. Dahl leaped out of his shuttle and followed. There's six of them behind us, Kerensky said, and they came up to the two of them. We came as fast as we could. Swarming bots! He collapsed. Dahl grabbed him before he could hit the floor. You got him? Fisher said to Dahl. He nodded. Get him on your shuttle. Tell your pilot to go. I've got Williams. Hurry. Fisher slung his arm around Williams and dragged him toward his shuttle. Williams turned back to look at Kerensky and Dahl, utterly terrified. The first of the machines stomped into the shuttle bay. Come on, Andy! Duval yelled from the shuttle hatch. Dahl put on a burst of speed and crossed the distance to the shuttle, fairly hurling Kerensky at Duval and Hansen, who had unlatched himself from his seat as well. They grabbed the lieutenant and dragged him in, Dahl collapsing in afterward. Now can we go? Hester said, rhetorically, because he slapped the hatch button without waiting for a response. The shuttle leaped up from the shuttle bay deck as something slammed into the side and clattered off. Harpoon, Finn said. He had unstrapped himself and was hovering over Hester, looking at a rearview monitor. It didn't take. The shuttle cleared the bay. Good riddance, muttered Hester. How's Kerensky? Dahl asked Duval, who was examining Kerensky. He's non-responsive, but he doesn't look too bad, she said, then turned to Hansen. Jimmy, get me the med kit, please. It's on the back of the pilot's seat. Hansen went to get it. Do you know what you're doing? Dahl asked. Duval looked up briefly. Told you I'd been ground forces, right? Got medic training then. Spent lots of time patching people up. She smiled. Hester's not the only one with hidden skills. Hansen came back with the med kit. Duval cracked it open and got to work. Oh, shit, Finn said, still looking at the monitor. What is it? Dahl said, coming over to Finn. The other shuttle, Finn said. I've got a feed from their cameras. Look. Dahl looked. The cameras showed dozens of machines pouring into the shuttle bay, targeting their fire at the shuttle. Above them, a dark, shifting cloud hovered. The swarm bots, Finn murmured. The camera view wobbled and shook, and then went blank. Finn slipped into the co-pilot seat and punched the screen they had just been looking at. Their shuttle's been compromised, he said. The engines aren't firing, and it looks like the hull integrity has been breached. We need to go back for them, Dahl said. No, Hester said. Dahl flared, but Hester turned and looked at him. Andy, no. If the shuttle's been breached even a little, those swarming bots are already inside of it. If they're already inside of it, then Fisher and Williams are already dead. He's right, Finn said. There's no one to go back for. Even if we did, we couldn't do anything. The bay is swarming with those things. This shuttle doesn't have weapons. All we'd be doing is letting the machines get a second shot at us. We were lucky to get out at all, Hester said, returning to his controls. Dahl looked back at Kerensky, who was now moaning softly while Duval and Hansen tended to him. I don't think luck had much to do with it, he said.